It's time for this week's App of the Week with Matt Porter. But not only App of the Week this week, but he's got something else to play with. So we've got him a new signature tune this week. Vast Expense. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
We have an app and you have got something to play with.
I have,
Are you
yes.
wearing it now?
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay, so it's round the wrist. What is it?
This particular gadget is actually a Samsung Gear 2 smartwatch.
Okay.
It's used in conjunction with a smartphone. So you can use it, obviously, as a watch, and there's limited use on its own. But when it's connected to your mobile phone, and they are quite specific that they have to be Samsung mobile phones, it will provide you with lots of other functionality, such as it will act as a hands-free kit, so you can use it to make and receive phone calls. You can make it. You can send texts via speech. You can instruct it to send texts. It's got a built-in camera, so you can take pictures. There you are. Take one of you.
How do I look? A bit red?
Probably, yeah, a little bit. it'll also take video as well. It's got a heart rate monitor on it, so you can take your heart rate. It's got a pedometer. It's got a load of fitness apps, actually, that are built into it, so you can use it to track your running, cycling, hiking, etc. And it receives email as well.
So rather than carting your phone around, which sometimes can be a bit of a pain in the neck, you can get everything you want on that, can you? Or do you have to have the phone nearby in your pocket or something?
You do. It works using Bluetooth, so you connect within Bluetooth range, which is a few meters.
Yeah.
So basically, you have it within range. If, for instance, you get a message come up, it will give you a preview of the message. And if you hit the button, you can say, open it on my phone. And if you tap on it, it will pop up on your phone. So that message. So that's quite nice. It's quite whizzy, actually. It's quite a nice sort of expensive looking bit of kit. Which is on loan for 2 weeks.
Okay. So you're going to give this a try?
Yes, I've got another one for the next couple of weeks, which is Sony's. Sony have lent me one as well.
Okay.
Which is their take on smartwatches. So
are these really going to be the thing of the future? Well, we'll find out over the next couple of weeks, I guess.
I've had it since Thursday. I think it's quite good, actually. it's quite expensive, but I know that they are. If you're getting new handsets, they tend to be a free gift with the handset. If that's the case, then they're well worth having because they're quite nice, actually, quite neat little.
I suppose if you're at a function and you want to keep in touch, rather, because it is rude to look at your mobile phone.
Yeah.
But if you're just looking down at your watch and you've got stuff coming in, people will just think, oh, he's just looking at the time, you know, and actually you could be doing whatever.
You could be, yeah. Obviously, they've built a. This is the second version of this. The first version had the camera in the strap, but this has actually got a camera there. Oh, it also acts as. You can use it as a TV remote control as well. So you program it to your TV, and you can. It's quite useful for turning the telly off and things like that at night without looking for the control. You can
just do it on your watch.
You just go to the watch on remote, and you can do what you like, change channel, etc. It's got voice memo, heart rate, as I already said. There's obviously notifications, so there's Gmail, calendar, Facebook, messages, Twitter,
all on a watch.
Yeah, it's quite neat, really. It's
how
quite
much is it?
I believe about £249.
Okay, I mean that's that. Actually, you would pay that for a decent watch.
Yeah.
Does it tell the time?
It does.
Checking?
It does. At the moment, it's got that watch face on it. But you can actually
1046. Yeah,
you can
right
actually
as well.
Select a number of different watch faces. It can be analog or digital, and you can put the weather on there because it does the weather as well.
I thought it would be more expensive than that.
I would say they're probably not making a great deal of money on them. These things tend to be you have to have the mobile phone in order to use it, so it is tied in. But that seems to be the way that they're going at the moment. So
at the moment you're clearly enjoying it. I can see by the look on your face and the way you're just sort of flashing it around. But novelty, could it wear off?
It could do.
We'll see in a couple of weeks.
Yes, I think we probably would.
Yeah. Okay, so there we are. We'll see how these smart watches fare over the next couple of weeks.
That's it.
And whether they're worth investing in or not.
Indeed. Yeah.
But the novelty factor alone is keeping you quiet.
It's quite good. You raise your hand up and it turns the watch face on and things like that. You know, there's lots of things in there. It's quite clever, really.
All right, on to our app of the week this week. We have the World Cup beginning on Thursday night. England's first match is on Saturday night.
Yep.
And we'll be getting World Cup-tastic on this show on Friday because we're out on Thursday. So that's our big build-up day on Friday. And, dear listener, I'm looking to recruit someone for each country. So if you're from Spain or you're from Portugal or whatever the countries are that are in the World Cup, I haven't started collecting the World Cup stickers yet, so I'm still not 100% sure who's there and who's not. But we will be looking to find and recruit people from each of those countries living in Suffolk. And if we can't find them, then your tenuous links
yeah,
to Brazil, right. Those kind of things. But you've got a World Cup app for us.
I have. This week we are looking at, we've picked FIFA. FIFA's official World Cup app seemed to be the right one to choose, although there are a number of other ones out there. Sony actually do a very nice one, which I was looking at this morning. But FIFA, yeah, basically at the moment, it's the news, you know, basically the latest news on what's happening in the run-up to the World Cup. But I would suggest that later on it will, and it has videos, photos, information about the World Cup and also the rankings of the teams as the tournament goes on. I would assume it jumps into life and starts feeding us live information about the different matches and what's going on. So it doesn't have a link in there to decide who's going to host the next World Cup, though.
I think Russia are probably okay. The heat, there are issues over Russia, of course, at the moment as well. But the heat's very much literally on Qatar, isn't
yeah,
it? After
that's
that,
right.
So it's dominating, really.
That's quite a nice little app. Like I said, there's also one that I had a look at, which is part of Sony Xperia Lounge, and that has quite a nice layout.
Okay. Yep.
So I picked England there, and it shows you the different matches that are due in their group, and then video related and information relating to the to that group or to the team that you pick. So that seemed quite a nice one as well. But for the purposes of today, it's the FIFA app.
Okay, so FIFA app, it's FIFA.com/mobile.
That's correct, yeah.
FIFA.com/mobile if you want to have everything at your fingertips to do with the World Cup, which gets underway on Thursday night, of course. FIFA.com/mobile, and that's our app of the week this week. England's chances then, Matt?
Yeah, I think they've got some sort of chance, I suppose. I did see a little thing on Facebook someone posted yesterday where they were getting off the plane and the caption was, "Leave the engine running, we won't be long."
That's harsh.
I know. I think they'll do all right,
I think we'll be okay. Yeah. I think we really will. Good to see you. And Matt's going to road test those two watches. It's the Samsung Gear 2,
yeah,
which you link to a Samsung phone. And the other one is the Sony
Smartwatch 2. Yeah.
Okay, and do you have to link that to anything?
That's also linked to... I did say to Sony, can you send me a smartwatch too? And they said, yes, we can.
Yep.
We can also send you a phone. So they actually lent me a phone as well for a few weeks. So, but I don't think it's a necessity. I think they just didn't want me testing it on a different device.
Okay, all right. We'll see how those both go and whether they're worth investing in the future. Smart wristwatches, which are very clever bits of kit, but are they just a novelty?